Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. As the drummer for popular indie groups The Vivian Girls, The Crystal Stilts, and The Dum Dum Girls, Frankie Rose helped nurture the lo-fi sound that dominated the Brooklyn rock scene for much of the last decade. Now, though, Frankie has strapped on a guitar, cleaned up the sound, bought some synths, and put out a new record called Interstellar. It's her second album as a band leader. Frankie and her band join us here in the Soundcheck studio to perform songs from that new album, and they'll kick things off with the lead single from the record. This is Know Me from Frankie Rose and the band. Frankie Rose and her band live on Soundcheck with the song Know Me. The new album, the latest from Frankie, is called Interstellar. And you heard her playing the guitar and singing. Drew Citrin, who's the band's synth player, also singing background vocals there. Bob Jones on guitar. Ian Pei playing our drum kit. Leshev playing the bass. And he produced the record and joins Frankie Rose here at the table. And good to have you here.
Oh, it's great to be here.
Hey, John. So fun to be here.
Now, that song, I understand there's the two of you guys were like right down to the wire in the writing and creating of that song. Is that right, Frankie?
Yeah. I really didn't have faith in it, actually. I sort of thought it was not going to be very good. And it was the night that Irene, the, you know.
Hurricane her, Irene?
The supposed
as
hurricane.
As opposed to our Irene in the control room?
No, the hurricane. The supposed hurricane was coming Yeah, it was supposed to hit.
What a big bust that turned out to be.
Yeah, we have total bust.
So many cans of beans in my house still. So, yeah, no, that was the night. It was our last night in the studio. Mm-hmm. Supposedly, you know, we didn't know what was going to happen, if it was going to start. Rain was going to start coming through the, you know.
We got really nervous because I thought all the electricity was going to go out. So we were like, we need to finish a song right now.
Where were you?
We were in Thermometer Factory Studio. It's in Fort Greene, Brooklyn, which we do all of our productions out of.
Now, if you'd been upstate New York making this record, then you would really have had some serious problems. But here in the city, no, nothing. So Know Me is, this was the race against the clock to get this song done.
It was, and I think I just wrote the lyrics really quick, and I was, I was also really tired at this point because we'd been working really hard on this record for a long time, and I was like, this song's going to be terrible, let's just do it. I was whiny. I was being the biggest whiny baby in the sound booth, and I just wanted to get out of there and go buy some, crackers.
Some more beans.
Some more beans in case, the end of the world came, which it didn't, obviously.
So now the album, Interstellar, this, Frankie, is a noticeable step away from the sound of things that you've done before. How conscious a decision was that?
It was a huge conscious decision, which is where Leshev came in, actually, because I knew that I knew what I wanted to do. I wanted to make a really big record. I wanted to use synths. I wanted sample drums. And that's something that I'm just learning about. So I knew I needed to find the right producer to help me do that. So
you, the former drummer, wanted sample drums on this record.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Yeah. I just think I just wanted to move in that direction. I joked around a lot when I was just sort of conceptualizing what I wanted to do, that I was going to make my version of a synth pop album, which is, people laughed it off and thought, but in a way it kind of is.
So, Leshev, when she came to you with this idea, how do you then go about putting that into practice?
Well, it was great, actually, because some of the tracking had been done, like some basics had been done for the record before Frankie came to me. And so it was an incredible kind of like, here's the basic, here's the framework, and now let's make it amazing, which for me is amazing because a lot of times I'm very much an electronic music producer and, do a lot of remixes and stuff. So it was really exciting to have a working framework, because then it was almost like a remix album or something for me. And I always have a good time because I just throw ideas out. I'm like, let's try this, let's try this, let's try this. And then whatever she's liking, then we just go with that.
And it was really great to work with someone who's, kind of heavy-handed in that way, would be like, well, I have this idea. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be huge sounding. Sometimes, so much so that it's easy to take away, which I think made us a really good team, because he'd be like, I have this huge idea, and I'd be like, well, maybe not that much.
But there seems to be a pretty big idea behind this album, Interstellar. It has a very kind of cosmic, outward looking aspect to it. This next song you're going to do for us, Daylight Sky, is, you've mentioned in other interviews drawing from Ray Bradbury's sci-fi stories. Mm-hmm. Any of that working into this song?
There is a little bit, yeah. I sort of, I kind of wanted every song to be like a little trip somewhere else. So this one's definitely quite literally about some planets. So.
All right. Let's hear another live performance in the studio, Frankie Rose and her band. They are playing on Friday night, June 15th, at the Music Hall of Williamsburg, part of the Northside Festival, and playing for us here in the Soundcheck studio this afternoon from the album Interstellar, but this a live performance of Daylight Sky.
Thank you.
Daylight Sky, the name of that song. Another live performance from Frankie Rose and her band live in the Soundcheck studio. And Frankie, you were a drummer and a singer. Now you're a singer who also plays guitar. How big a transition was that?
It's definitely taken you to becoming a front person, for sure. And the drums are a very safe place to be on stage, so that's been a real, and continues to be a real process, learning how to, you know, get up there in front of everybody.
So do you sort of hold the guitar in front of you even when you're not playing it as a kind of, just to have something to hide behind?
Yeah, absolutely.
This also is, you know, it's a solo record. It's not your first solo record, but it's your first one. Just the last one was Frankie Rose and the Outs. So
more of a name change, to be honest.
Yeah.
Definitely a style change. I just sort of wanted to tighten everything up.
And in terms of your name, Frankie Rose, have you ever shown up for a gig and, you know, the promoter's like, well, where's Frankie? Frankie, you know, because you show up and you're a woman and they're expecting a guy.
No, that's yet to happen. But, I mean, and sometimes people get a real kick out of it because there's, especially running around New York, a lot of little men named Frankie. I've only met one other lady Frankie, I think.
Well, now, you know, we mentioned earlier in the show that we're doing this kind of summer resolution. You know, Soundcheck is, we're building a better show during the summer and inviting, you know, various listeners and guests tomorrow to sort of suggest things that they want to do for the summer. Do you have a summer musical resolution?
I do, actually. It's funny that you, it just happens to be in the summer. It's a resolution I have, but it just so happens that I usually don't tour so often and I don't do long tours, but I think this summer we're doing 5 weeks. We're about to do 5 weeks, which is officially the longest tour that my own project has been out for. So I'm going to take that time to learn how to be a performer and have a band that gets really tight on the road. I mean, that's why I want to do it. And that's why I usually don't. I say 2 weeks, that's it. Then we go home. But it's really a resolution that I have to become a live band and become a good live band. And I think you can only do that from touring.
So. Right. And maybe extend. I mean, why in the past have you wanted to keep it short?
Well, it's short and sweet.
Yeah.
You know, it's 2 weeks in the van. Get in, get out. Everyone has a good time.
Yeah. New York. And in New York in the summer, it's so fun. You want to be here.
Yeah.
Well, there's certainly enough going on. I mean, with all these festivals, the Northside Festival that you guys are taking part in on June 15th. We're speaking with Frankie Rose, Leshev, who produced the record Interstellar. Leshev, were you going for a kind of a spacey, sort of cosmic?
I mean, I think I always go for a spacey, cosmic, massive, massive sound. I thought it was really fun to do, especially because I grew up in Chicago, and I hadn't listened to a lot of the references, actually, growing up that Frankie was going for in the album.
I mean, you know, he just has a really different taste than me. So we'd be sitting there, and I'd be like, oh, let's listen to, you know, the Smith song, or, like, this Cure song, and he'd be like, who?
I gotta check that out.
The what? The who? All right, well, let's
need to turn R. Kelly off for 1 second and maybe check something else out.
Let's see if we can cram in another song. You want to do the title track from the record?
Yeah, you guys want to do that? Give it a shot.
All right. The band is Frankie Rose and Company. They are here in the Soundcheck studio, once again playing at the Music Hall of Williamsburg on Friday night, June 15th, as part of the Northside Festival. The album is called Interstellar, and this is the title track, once again, live performance here in the Soundcheck studio.
Moon dust, burning in high.
Once again, Frankie Rose and her band live on Soundcheck. That's the title track from her latest album called Interstellar, which is out now. And Frankie, it sounds great. Always impressed when you can pull off that big sound here in the studio, which you guys did today. Thank you so much for joining us.
Extreme pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And Frankie Rose and the band playing Friday night, June 15th, Music Hall of Williamsburg, part of the Northside Festival. And that's going to do it for Soundcheck today. Now, tomorrow on the program, we're asking you for your summer music resolution, whether it's picking up a new instrument or learning more about a music icon or checking out the great works of classical music. Our guests will include the author A.J. Jacobs and the writer and comedian Margaret Lyons. They'll share their resolutions and we'll ask for yours. Here's one. Our listener Uproot Andy is a DJ and producer, and he tells us that his summer resolution is to release an album of his own original music. And speaking of summer resolutions, yesterday I announced there are some big plans ahead for the show. Starting next Monday, Soundcheck is spending the summer off the air. Our resolution is to build a better program. But even though you won't hear Soundcheck on the air in the afternoon, we'll be busy with the daily gig alert, daily blog posts, videos, playlists, the Soundcheck podcast, and we'll be maintaining a presence at the summer music festivals around town. And then we'll return to the air in our new evening time slot after Labor Day. Find out more about what's ahead for Soundcheck at our summer website, soundcheckworkshop.org. And for listeners to my other program here at WNYC New Sounds, that remains unchanged. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell, the program produced by Katie Bishop and Greta Cohn with Marlon Bishop. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer. We had help today from Alex Abnos. I'm John Schaefer. Tune in tomorrow for another Soundcheck.